It's damn it.
Hey, Sam. Fox Force 3, Sam.
Damn it, Spencer.
This week 4 with Spencer.
Last
Fox
name Robinson.
Force 4.
Lives in Calgary.
Yeah.
Likes
just
long,
tell him my
likes
address.
Likes long walks in the park.
Likes
I don't know your address. I'm sorry, Spencer. Sorry.
You don't know my address? Oh, man, I'm just... Just did most
He's so
thing.
Insulted okay. by the fact that you don't want to go into his room at night and slit his throat.
Because we all want that.
Sorry, Spencer.
At least one person. Come on.
Please help me.
I'm going to guess 22-22, 17-17.
Oh, that, man, just...
I'm
going to
guess A, B, A, B, up, down, left, right, start, select.
Yep.
Yeah. 10 lives
okay,
in contra.
Okay, I have my legs are so full of cancer.
You should get a laptop that doesn't kill you.
It's giving me cancer.
Cancer.
I'm
from
so
my laptop, Sam.
My legs are shaking right now. I don't know why.
Is it on your legs?
Yes.
Why don't you take it off your legs?
Cuz I need to play Minecraft.
Are you playing Minecraft right now?
Yeah.
No.
Well.
God damn it, guys. It's this podcast time.
Yeah, but
there's no difference.
How do you not multitask? That's just the most boring thing.
John is so boring, though. You gotta get used to that.
Yeah, you really do.
He's really just a blunt
it, guys,
end of...
I'm right here.
Oh, sorry. John's lovely.
Computer really
wait until the
well.
Episodes where he's not on to insult him. God, Sam.
We'd like to update. Yes, I would
sorry.
Like
sorry.
You're such
sorry,
a terrible
John.
Friend, Sam.
Like to update what?
The Minecraft.
Oh, baller.
Oh, yeah, I heard that this, they put out a patch that fixes, like, a bunch of the stuff that they broke in another patch.
Oh, look at you being all smart about Minecraft. You don't even have it!
Yeah.
How about Minecraft not working on this laptop?
One, I have no space on my computer, and two, I know that it'll eat hours of my life, that there are so much better things that I could be doing.
I could
you know that
like,
Minecraft takes 2
graphics.
Seconds to download, so it's definitely just way too small.
Hmm?
Spencer.
It's super small.
I don't know.
Spencer,
I've like.
Can you turn your volume up?
On average, I have like.
I
less
don't
than
know how
gig.
To turn my volume up.
On average, I have like less than a gig of space on my laptop at any given time. So.
My leg is shaking very violently.
That is not a good thing.
You sure?
Yes.
It's not because of happiness.
Is my volume really that bad, or is it fine? Just,
is my volume bad?
It's a. It could be better.
Well, I don't know how to
no,
fix
you,
it.
No, you guys are all fine. Stop doing technical talk in the middle of an episode.
Oh, I forget. I keep forgetting.
It's not like we're
right
a
now.
Super, like, high-level podcast
yeah.
thing, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like
we're number
Moch
100 on the
Spencer
on the automatic list.
Yeah. Whereas, like,
someone
2
like...
months ago, we were, like, number... we were, like, number one.
We
Which
were?
Just happened.
No. We were, like, number, like 50 something or 60 something
we dropped
and then
out
suddenly
do you guys
like
know what just happened
months later no Skype just went meow
and... oh microphone volume ready for this
bye
wait where'd you find that
it's not working
damn it Spencer
I think that just means how loud we are on your when on your computer
wouldn't that be like normal volume
also speaker.
I think we should stop talking about this
yes we definitely should I already told you guys no technical
in
talk.
Local news my legs have cancer.
And Spider-Man attacks once again.
Yes. Thought to be a friend. Turns out he's not.
He's black.
He just rapes children all the time.
Dude, he stabbed friend. Your grandmother in the kneecap.
I saw that. I was there.
So
and
sad.
And then he stopped the bleeding and saved a kitten.
But at the same time, he fucked that kitten in the ass.
Oh my god.
And then ate it.
Yeah. Oh my. But he did stop the bleeding.
But he used his shit from the kitten to fertilize a tree.
But he did, Sam, I mean John, he did get rid of the bleeding by cauterizing it with a blowtorch. Brutally.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. On
I remember
the face.
That.
Blowtorch.
Sorry.
Thus saving the poor person.
Eye liquids everywhere.
What a hero.
God bless America.
When should we actually start talking about movies and not just
Spencer,
random...
this is on my podcast! You don't get to make choices!
Okay. Have you had any Netflix misadventures, Sam?
Oh, yes, I'm actually right there. Okay, let's see. Okay, you can exit the Xbox dashboard. All right.
John, do you remember my epic
Spencer,
list
I'm
of
busy.
Movies?
Spencer.
Sam, I don't want to listen to you not doing anything.
Hey, I'm doing my Netflix.
Else.
Okay. Recently on the Netflix, what should I call this segment?
Sam's Netflix Misadventures. Yeah.
Okay. Sam's Netflix Misadventures. On local news, recently watched, I have, what's it called? What Happens in Vegas, starring Cameron Diaz and Ashton Kutcher.
Snap.
Favorite movie of all time.
Yeah. Someone once sent me a Facebook badge that was basically just free advertising for that movie, and I was like, thank you for advertising a terrible film on my Facebook page.
1 out of 5.
Yeah.
But then I also have Diary of the Dead, George A. Romero.
That's also terrible.
That's a good movie.
Really? I do not like Diary. I'm a huge Romero fan, but I do not like Diary at all.
And I saw Minority Report with Tom Cruise. Anyone?
No one cares.
I've seen it, and it's just so,
Tom Cruise.
So bad.
Clerks 2. I saw Clerks 2.
Oh, Kevin Smith is always awesome.
Clerks 2 is so funny.
Yes, it is.
Believable.
I like Clerks
2 only
more,
seen Clerks 1.
Yeah, I like Clerks 1 more, but Clerks 2 is really funny too.
I've heard that Clerks 2 is like one of the greatest movies ever. But I haven't seen it.
Then there's also War Games starring Matthew Broderick.
Oh, yeah.
That's a classic right there.
The only winning move is not to play.
Exactly. Then I saw Taxi Driver with Robert De Niro.
John just came in his pants.
I don't know
anything about that.
It's Martin Scorsese.
Masterpiece.
Yeah, Robert De Niro, mid-70s, everything you love.
It's Robert De Niro?
It's the ultimate art house movie. Well,
it's basically Black Swan.
Yeah, it's basically Black Swan, except...
God damn it, guys.
Never end.
I'm not pretentious, and that joke is old.
You are pretentious.
Yeah.
I love how you guys haven't seen Black Swan. That's just the greatest thing.
We have!
It's pretty Black
Spencer,
Swan.
Spencer, have you?
Okay, then I've got... Walk Hard with John C. Reilly.
Love that movie.
I know, right?
I haven't
Walk
seen
Hard.
Much of it. I've just seen clips of it on
Hard.
So.
Down Lives. And then there's
it's
me and Spencer and John all saw Office Space.
Oh
yeah,
Office Space.
Yeah, that's really good.
Awesome.
What an epic movie.
Milton is my favorite.
Milton is the god of everything in the world.
I'm just gonna have to go ahead and let you not talk anymore.
Yeah. We're going to have to ask you to come in on the weekend.
Although,
I don't think he would be non-associating with Michael Bolton, the singer, these days. Because after the pure epicness that was Jack Sparrow, I don't think anyone would
dare disassociate
with him.
Captain
Jack
Sparrow.
Greatest thing.
A pirate so brave
on
the seven seas.
You guys are stupid.
That just worked out way too well, guys.
To the Isle of Tortuga.
Safe to cool bro land.
Spencer, how about you stop being yourself?
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Why you gotta be hating?
Did he leave?
Nope.
Thank God. Spencer!
I'm a new person now. I'm not Spencer.
Spencer, I used all the TNT in our inventory. That was like... 500.
Hey,
that's what I'm just about to do.
Normal conversation. This is a podcast.
Yeah. Minecraft stays out of the podcast because
all right,
if Minecraft gets
so
into the podcast, no one will talk about anything else.
I've seen too many movies lately. I forgot pretty much all of them, except I've seen
memorable movies,
Super,
obviously.
Bridesmaids, Thor. Okay. Tons of other ones.
All the movies
you remember
I've watched.
List, John,
I want to see Super.
Supposed to do the podcast.
It's so screwed up.
Yeah,
wait, Super's with Rain Wilson, right?
I've heard it's
yeah,
like
it's,
this.
It's,
I've heard it's
like
a kick-ass, but like 100
movie.
Times sicker.
Yeah,
yes, that's
I hear
exactly
that. I hear
it.
That.
That is exactly it.
Doesn't she like kill people?
Yeah.
Everyone kills everyone in the most brutal ways. So
I heard
horrible.
It's, I heard
and for
it's
the dumbest
like,
thing.
I heard it's like basically Kick-Ass the comic, the movie. Because Kick-Ass the movie was really different in tone from Kick-Ass the comic.
I never read the comic.
Yeah, Kick-Ass the comic is really, really cynical. It's basically a story about a group of children who drag each other through a... Basically a... basically a bunch of children who drag each other through a metaphorical meat grinder and then look at the results.
In other words, sex.
Yay.
Sam.
Spencer. This is how I roll, buddy.
He's just simplifying things.
Yeah. No one understands what TJ says. I have to help that. Okay?
Oh, man. Okay.
Pretty sure he was talking about gore, not sex.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, basically sex. What I was trying to say is it's really, really gory and depressing compared to the movie.
Oh. Yeah. Well.
Not sex.
Yeah. John saw tons basically, of movies this week.
I definitely don't remember.
Well, not this week, but like the weeks like Serbian that film. We have been absent.
All right. I'll give you that one, TJ.
I wish we did the podcast the week we were supposed to, TJ.
TJ.
I watched all my movies that week.
Hey, guess what, everybody? TJ's fault for once.
Yeah.
Yeah, John. You saw
this last 2 weeks. This last 2 weeks was all me. I'll admit to it.
You and your gay wedding.
Yeah.
It's way too good at life.
Oh, man. Giving him a round of applause that was not sincere at all.
Now here's where we sardonically clap at you.
Didn't work out as well as I hoped.
God, I'm way better at sardonically clapping at myself.
I also saw The Rocker. That was also a decent movie.
Oh, with Rainn Wilson too?
Yeah, it wasn't that good though.
It wasn't that good.
It was just so average.
I know.
It's the most average movie.
I was just like,
except
oh,
that other
average.
Band just had the greatest cast.
It did.
The, like, British band. It just had the greatest cast.
Oh, no, yeah, no, yeah. You got Will Arnett. You got the guy from SNL.
Yeah.
They're just so good. But then they're just like, nope.
Then they were just like, let's put deep stuff in it. I'm so bitter and all that garbage.
I hate that. I hate that song. I'm so bitter.
Shut up, Sam. It was your favorite song.
Well, we differ in opinions there, my friend.
Okay, the best movie I saw was definitely Priest.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And that was just the greatest. Greatest movie all time.
Greatest movie you'll ever see of all time.
If anyone doesn't go see that right now, I'm just going to cry my eyes out.
One of the few non-comedies I've literally laughed the entire time.
Yeah,
I know. Nonstop, all the way through.
Oh, yep. Yeah. I'm definitely picking Troll 2 at some point, because that is the ultimate record for anyone, ever.
It's like, okay, what if the Pirates of the Caribbean met with the Dark Knight, met with shit?
That's Priest for
except
you.
It's just like two scenes that they're similar.
Yeah,
Pirates
well.
Of the Caribbean was
mostly
like,
just
that part
as many
just
cliches
so
as you can
was, like,
fit into
obvious.
A
movie. Oh, man. Just way too good.
But the best is, it's just beginning.
Like they had to use that line, didn't
oh, man.
They?
The I was on a costume website recently, because I'm working... me and Joey are working on... I was on a costume selling website recently, and because I'm working on this thing with Joey, and we were thinking we might need a Yeti costume for unexplainable reasons at this point. but the Yeti costumes are really expensive.
I have 12 Yeti costumes. You can borrow them.
Yeti costumes are super expensive, but anyway, they had like 80% off Priest costumes. Apparently, they overstocked, expecting it to be a big deal. And so it was just like, yeah, Priest
they
costume,
even,
$20.
They made Priest costumes?
Yeah, they were making Priest Halloween costumes, apparently.
They're pretty much just like cowboy outfits
with crazy face paint.
Yeah.
And capes.
Aw,
yeah.
That is too cool for school.
Yeah, it was like $25 for one of these things, and they had tons of them.
The bad guy in that movie just made no sense.
Oh, yeah. He's like, why do you want to kill me? Because we're brothers.
I'm a vampire human.
Yeah. I'm a hybrid of both.
To create the most evil thing ever, a vampire
human. Vampire.
He was just so average. And he was like, just... I have a hat.
And then the scene literally taken directly from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, that was awesome. I love that.
Pretty baller.
Where she like grabs the knife and everything. Oh man.
It really is the tale of Captain Jack Sparrow.
Ha ha!
A pirate
I
so brave on
there.
The seven seas.
Same joke used twice.
Yes. That's how we roll here on the Fox Sports 3 podcast.
Haven't you noticed Black Swan. The Black Swan jokes?
Black Swan! Black Swan.
Nope.
Black Swan.
Shut the fuck up.
Black Swan.
That's definitely just the worst joke so far. And the
Spencer,
one
you know what?
Long.
What do you contribute to this podcast?
He's the guest star.
I love you anyway, Spencer.
I'm the one that watches too many movies and then forgets all of them.
That's why you're here, because we need you forever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and the movie this week? Team America, World Police.
Oh, yeah.
America!
I definitely forgot to say
weird.
America! America! Fuck yeah! Coming again to save motherfucking America! Fuck yeah! Freedom is the only way! America!
Okay, we don't need a second rendition, Sam.
Yeah, a ballad.
No, it's better.
That's the best one.
Yeah.
The sad
America.
Version.
America.
Yeah, that's the best one, for sure.
Fuck. We all have to do it together.
Yeah. Okay, ready? Man. 3, 2,
too lazy.
1.
America. Damn it, Spencer and TJ.
Fuck.
We're too lazy.
TJ's just a spoil sport, and Spencer's just lazy.
Motherfucking thing. Yeah. Mm.
So,
like
did you guys watch anything else?
Just that and
probably.
Like.
Oh, yeah, Bridesmaids. Oh, yeah.
How was that?
That was so baller, probably.
It was really good.
My second favorite Judd Apatow film.
Oh, really? Apatow?
It wasn't even close at all, but it was really good.
Oh,
what's your favorite?
Sarah Marshall is so baller.
Yeah, we watched that. We forgot about that.
And yeah, it was Judd Apatow movie. Judd Apatow is my favorite.
Wait, but didn't
he
was
just
Superbad,
a producer.
So that cancels out everything?
Oh.
Yeah,
he was just a producer?
Aw.
I thought he was, like, everything.
He's always just the producer. He's
the
producer.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He is just the producer on most of what he's done. So, yeah, I guess producer counts.
Except for, like, Freaks and Geeks. That's about it.
Yeah. And 40-Year-Old Virgin, I think.
No.
Well, meh. That one's pretty good, actually.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, he was just a producer on that, too. But, yeah, he
yeah,
produces
he's just
everything.
A producer.
Yeah.
But he just decided to produce the best movies.
But, yeah, Superbad is the best one.
Yeah,
for Superbad?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chica, yeah!
I don't know.
This is just wrong, so don't even try.
Yeah.
Superbad's probably my third,
Nope, shut up.
No, that's just wrong.
I don't know, I didn't laugh that much
when I was watching
it. Me
and Spencer are in 100% agreement.
Yeah,
Superbad really is like
the greatest.
Yeah,
I thought you hated Judd Apatow.
I personally hate most of what Judd Apatow makes, but Superbad is like one of the best comedies.
Are you fucking
in the last
kidding
decade.
Me?
Have you seen Freaks and Geeks?
Have you seen Freaks and Geeks? Yeah, I've seen some of Freaks and Geeks.
Have you seen Undeclared?
I find it massively overrated.
What?
I
yeah, but you have to actually watch it through. You can't just watch random parts of it, man. Like you do.
How do you like fucking ponies better than Freaks and Geeks?
God damn
well,
you, Geek.
I liked Freaks and Geeks. I'm not saying that it's a bad show. I just think it's hugely overrated.
Oh, it's definitely my third.
Well, I'm gonna shove my overrated cock into your eyeball.
Oh wait, and then there's Breaking Bad, which I just discovered.
Oh, that's Breaking Bad.
Oh, it's so good.
Breaking
Have you
Bad.
Seen that, TJ?
Hmm. Breaking Bad? It's one of those things I always hear about, but.
Yeah.
Oh, and you'll never watch because of you?
Oh,
name.
God. Come on.
TJ.
Come on.
Have respect for yourself, bruh.
Yeah.
I don't know. The first thing that turns me off of something is everyone recommending it.
Why? How does that work?
Recommending
That's the dumbest thing.
And it
That's the stupidest
I know.
Thing I've heard.
I honestly know.
That means you will never see anything good.
Why do you do this to yourself?
No, it's just that... Whenever there's something that doesn't really catch my interest in its concept, and everyone is like, oh my god, you'll love it completely, I'm just like, meh. I never watch it.
You're meh!
Oh no.
You like ponies more than Freaks and Geeks. You are a terrible human being.
Sure is.
Agreed.
You have no allies here. You're alone in your pony love.
I wish we could have Sebi on because I converted him recently.
Hey, His name is Sebastian.
No, his name is like Kukiwari Dumaniku.
He is not Asian. He is a
He's very Asian.
To the race.
No. He actually calls himself Sebi too. So
he's fake Asian.
Yeah. Well, he just has
Sebi
that on
is
Facebook.
Like a nickname.
He has that on Facebook just because he
It's just like you calling yourself friend. John John and Sam Sam.
Stop it.
God.
Spentar.
Spentar.
Spentar. Spentar.
Yum, yum, yum.
Spentar.
So, everyone has. That's everything everyone has seen in the last 2 weeks.
I've seen way more.
I mean, everything everyone remembers and wants to talk about.
Yeah. Spencer. Remember.
Not wants to talk about, though. I want to talk about everything, but nope.
But, okay. I watched a couple things, too, in the last couple weeks.
Did I ask you what you watched?
3 weeks, dude. 3 weeks.
Everyone, really? Oh,
yep.
Crap. Oh, yeah.
It's a long time.
Okay, whatever. But, yeah, I watched, I finally saw the first Hangover, which I know, that's another one of those movies that didn't catch my interest and everyone recommended for years and I didn't watch
What'd you think?
Out. And it was amazing, I'm not gonna
yes.
lie.
Yes.
Exactly, so what does that tell you about every other movie?
Yeah, it's just that most of the stuff that people are always recommending is, like, kind of artsy stuff and it's always like,
How was the Hangover
really
artsy?
Care. No, not that case, but usually it's, like, something that's, like, something that's super, like, critically acclaimed, and I'm just, like, not in that mood most of the time.
I'll show you critically acclaimed.
But Breaking Bad, even though it's critically acclaimed, is just the most exciting thing ever. Yeah, I missed a letter there.
Yeah.
John, you missed a word! You're so silly!
But what? Yeah, The Hangover was
You're weird!
It's really good.
I heard that the second one is basically just a copy-paste of the original.
Yeah, it's apparently it's just Hangover Light and not nearly
33%
on Rotten Tomatoes. I heard that it was basically the first script, but make it sort of darker and grosser.
Yeah, apparently it's a lot darker. Yeah, that shit.
Yeah, but
it's frightening.
Just like all the jokes have kind of been used and like.
Yeah. The first one.
But
was
I'm gonna see it anyways, just because
it's kind of a perfect storm. Like they pretty much mastered every single comedic situation you could get out of those characters in that sort
I kind of wish they just stuck with Hangover, but
yeah, they could have just made
so hugely popular
called,
there's no way
they could have just made another movie called Stupid People in Thailand.
Yay.
And
that's clever.
Clever
really
stuff
is. I also watched a television series called Bacano.
It sounds Asian.
We talk a lot to talk about TV.
What? No.
You said that when we started talking about TV, like, last time.
When?
I remember that.
About what
yeah,
show?
Yeah, I remember that.
When? About what show?
That.
I don't remember, but...
And then
I
you talked about
this,
ponies,
TJ, sorry.
So that was just maddening.
Oh, yeah.
So, now we can talk
we
about
can talk
TV.
About that now.
But stop being lame.
Okay.
It should just be, like, about things being filmed, since it's called film, not...
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways.
Hey, Spencer, how about you don't have an opinion on this?
I just told you my opinion on it.
Okay, fine.
Spencer's too smart for life.
TV is in.
Spencer!
I didn't even... Yeah, I don't pay attention to what I say on these things because I'm usually, like...
You just want to be a downer. It makes me sad.
Pray. That's my favorite.
Now, what's
color.
The show?
It's called Bacano. It's like this...
Is it anime?
Yes.
No one wants to hear it.
It's really good.
I don't want to... How about we also talk about Breaking Bad, huh?
Oh, Breaking Bad.
That sounds good.
I
like how John
like...
finally decided that was a good idea.
You should have been there, TJ, for our Breaking Bad marathon.
So yeah, but you were just like, nah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Bacano. More
it's
like
good.
Hockey.
Ho-ho!
Oh, ho-ho.
Bazinga!
Great.
Yeah. That show is
yeah.
good, though.
Disappointment. Okay. I thought with four people, we wouldn't have these long, awkward silences.
Nope, sorry.
It's not a show
sorry,
without...
Sorry, I don't talk enough.
Spencer,
you need to be a better guest star.
You
sorry,
really
Minecraft
do.
Is... Yeah.
We're playing Minecraft.
Still doing Minecraft?
Damn,
I just
need to finish the TNT.
You can't pull yourself away even just to talk to people.
It's just I need to be doing something, otherwise my brain will just like crap itself.
That makes sense.
And quit.
TJ, during the whole marathon, someone was always playing Minecraft.
Wow.
For like the entire 17 hours.
Because I will never be able to pull away. Ever.
It gave me skin cancer, man. And I'm still playing it.
Sam,
worth
you should
it.
Seriously start checking out
this one, shut up.
Ashes you get after you use that computer. It's just not good.
Yeah, your computer is seriously, like, launching, like, radioactive radiation throughout your room constantly. That, like, massive laptop.
That computer would definitely be, like,
guys,
banned.
There's only two scenarios if this happens. So either it gives me radiation and I get superpowers, or I get deathly ill and I sue them for tons of money.
Both of those
or
sound
you become
awesome,
like a, or you start cooking meth and become a super badass.
Oh, Walt, all the way.
That? Aw,
or
yeah.
Or maybe Sam's the other version. Maybe he's Jesse and he's just not good at what he does ever.
Spencer, come on. Come on, man.
Oh, Walt and Milton.
Is
two
anyone
biggest
else here
badasses
super
ever.
Excited about Walking Dead coming back?
Yeah.
Aw, yeah.
Right never. Here.
See, I have allies on something TV related.
I just used way too much TNT in a movie that I'm making.
Yep, not Minecraft.
The movie called?
Definitely not.
The filmmaking industry has officially moved into Minecraft. Everyone who makes films
is just... Minecraft movie? That would be way too good.
just like digging in a cave for like 12 hours.
And there's only one person on the world.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's
just digging
Ryan
and
Reynolds
killing cows.
Digging stuff.
Okay.
I have to clean up my room or my mom's going to yell at me.
Oh, I heard a fan theory that said that Ferris Bueller is all in Cameron's head.
I heard that too!
Which makes increasing amounts of sense.
Wait, what?
Ferris Bueller only exists in Cameron's head.
Well, that actually
except no, because
makes
of the
sense.
Girlfriend lady.
No, she's also in his head.
Okay, that makes sense then.
Yeah.
So he just has no friends?
Yeah.
And he's just the worst person?
Yeah, basically. They're his expressions. So they're his expressions of how he wants to be in his brain. Just,
okay.
The whole movie is basically just him going insane and lashing out at people.
Wait, are you
oh,
saying
I definitely
that
have to
the girl
re-watch
is what
then.
He wants to be?
No. The girl is sort of it. She
who
sort of represents his aspirations. Ferris represents who he wants to be. The girl sort of represents who he wants to be in association with.
He wants to have a vagina.
Yes.
Or it's just an 80s movie.
Hey, Spencer, how about you let me be?
Yeah, come on. Why can't anyone else have any fun? Ever.
Yes.
Fun.
He's having fun with Minecraft.
I actually quit Minecraft.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
Crazy.
Well, not forever.
Are you gonna just, like, start having, like, spasms in the middle of this and being like, I need my Minecraft! Like,
yeah, I already did. I'm back.
And,
withdrawal.
I'm back.
He's already back.
Nice, Spencer, nice.
I'm kidding.
Strong will, strong will.
Just like
Sam, are you on Minecraft?
What is Minecraft, really? When you think about it.
It's a video
it's a game.
What is crack cocaine, really, when you think about it?
It's more of an expression of my opinions on society is today.
Oh my god, so much TNT, oh my god. Oh my god.
Wait, you're playing again?
No, I never quit, John.
I can't
damn
stop!
It.
Help me!
I wish I could take a screenshot and show you guys. It just glitched
Team
up.
America
oh.
World Police.
Me talking
can
about...
You-
mentioning crack cocaine made me want to watch the video for I'm on Crack by the Left Right, which is just the most epic thing ever.
Oh my god, this is insane.
Are you watching
damn it? Minecraft.
It's so laggy.
Minecraft.
Damn it, Spencer.
Spencer,
Sam,
I used
all the TNT.
Guys, film, podcast.
Yeah.
What's that?
No Minecraft.
Minecraft is a movie, podcast. By the way, to everyone that doesn't know
film,
about Minecraft.
Film podcast.
Yeah.
Minecraft is a movie. If
I
you
love
don't think
Minecraft.
About it.
But this is not the time.
Yeah.
America
if,
was quite
if we kid. Ever mention Minecraft on this show, then everyone except for me will just start talking about Minecraft constantly, and there will never
hey, so
be any
I've,
other
I've
kind of conversation.
I've been withholding,
ever.
Man. I've been withholding.
Yes,
and I love
I know.
Minecraft.
I know. You are the your, you are the strongest willed Minecraft player I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
That's not saying much though. John's kind of a pussy when it comes to Minecraft.
Yeah, he sucks it.
What? You always gotta be
you
hating, Sam.
John.
I have to. If I don't, no one will.
It's so glitched out,
why
guys.
You,
oh my god.
Why are you angry about being hated on, John? This seems like the Bully on Me episode.
It's Bully on You mostly. Then it always turns back to me because you always turn back to me.
No, but it's only
we love
on the episode where you aren't here that we really dig into you. Because we're nice
yeah.
to you. We aren't nice to each other like we're nice to you. We make fun of each other straight to our each other's
oh
faces
god.
Rather than behind our backs.
Sure, this whatever makes you sleep at night.
Yeah, exactly. Keep you from
okay. now
from
Spencer.
Breaking your own little
Spencer.
Neck.
Oh, am I doing the recap thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Demon speak up,
now.
Boy.
Okay, I'll do my best to remember. So
speak up.
It's gonna be so bad. It's gonna be exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. It's about this actor bro, who is
start from
a
the
puppet.
Beginning.
Oh,
this is
the very
beginning.
Actors. Okay, so the very beginning, there's these terrorists who are like suitcase. Durka 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 land.
Spencer's time to
they're in Paris, and they're like, we're going to screw stuff up in Paris. And then they're all
so
made
far, so good.
And then the Team America comes in and is like, we are going to stop you. And then they don't really stop it because they kind of throw the bomb into the Eiffel Tower anyway.
It's too good.
Yeah. And then the whole, like, someone dies, and it's pretty much just typical
who dies, though?
Stuff happening. I don't know. Some guy. No one really cared about him. It was a fiancé of some lady.
Just too good.
And then later on, you see this actor bro, and he's on, like, Broadway doing this thing that's a parody of Rent.
You don't literally have to go through every single beat.
Otherwise, I'll
you're
forget
doing
everything.
What Sam did when we first did Battle Royale.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying
yet,
to do.
No,
don't
do that.
Don't do that. We told him
the
not
guy
to do that
the actor dude. Okay, I'll do it more shortened. So the guy who runs Team America wants the actor dude to be a spy.
What's his name?
No idea.
Actor
I don't
dude.
Know any of the names.
It's
the guy
it's Gary.
With the stupid hair.
I think it's Gary.
It's Gary. It is Gary.
Okay.
And then there's
Gary.
Like... Suck
we
my cock,
you,
guy.
John, and you passed.
It's Farnsworth. It's Farnsworth.
So then he joins, and
no,
then they
I don't
go.
Think,
well,
you're getting
like,
him mixed up.
Suck my cock.
Wait, is the montage before they go to the place that wasn't actually the threat, or is it? After
oh my
that?
God!
I think Spencer is done, and it's Sam's time to shine.
All right, good. So here we go. Oh. So
Sam has this movie memorized, I think. Oh, it's Spotswood.
Basically, Gary. So he's an actor. And at one point, this guy comes up to him and he says, I need you. And Gary says, for what? So he says, I need you to help fight the terrorists because you're so good at acting. So, of course, he gets hired into Team America. And, of course, at first, no one likes him because he's replacing the dead guy. And so eventually they're like, you have to get signed up to help us kill some terrorists. So starts doing that. Things are going pretty well. A few gunfights, a few explosions, blah, blah, blah. Michael Moore comes in later, but I'll tell you about that later. So, oh, what happens?
Sam's doing a worse job than I did.
Yeah.
No, I'm doing
no,
better.
No, slightly better.
Yeah,
slightly.
He's doing slightly better.
Mm. So then...
But that's like saying that you made a slightly better movie than The Room. So...
Is that a bad movie?
Yeah. The Room is probably
can I
the most...
You, please?
We already did an episode on it that never got posted. The lost episode.
Why did it
never put these lost
posted?
Episodes on? Put them on. Like the one with me and Justin and Sebastian.
Yeah, you should just save them for the weeks that you don't put up a podcast and then just put it out.
Yeah, maybe. Usually it's out of
pure
laziness.
I thought you put it up two weeks ago when we didn't do a podcast because
no,
you failed.
No, no.
That's what you said you were going to do.
Yeah. And then I was lazy.
I need to quit Minecraft. I screwed up my world because of too much
time. Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Right now.
See? See, this is how little I get done without Minecraft in my life. You people should be glad that I don't play it.
Anyway!
Oh yeah, you just wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, exactly. I'd become a recluse in my house. I would never leave.
And that's just one of those things that everyone says it's so good, and then you'll just be like, no, it wasn't that good.
No, Minecraft is too addictive. He knows it.
No. I don't say that things that everyone recommends are overrated. I just, if the initial idea of it doesn't strike me as interesting, and then everyone says that it's great, I still won't care, is basically.
Yes. Nifty.
Yeah.
I'll show you my penis.
Okay, yep, Sam, continue.
Can I continue? Is that okay with everybody?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Continue, Sam.
Yeah.
All right.
You're good to go.
All right, so basically, things don't go so well, and Gary kind of screws shit up. I'm not going to say what, I don't want to spoil it. But he gets off the team, starts drinking a lot. Turns out his best friends have been captured. None other than Kim Jong-il. And this guy's angry. So Gary needs to suck a guy's cock. I'm not going to say who. But I'm not
that
actually
would be
exact.
Spoilers.
So he does. I'm not going to say if he does it or not, but let's just say he knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing down there. So he does that. And he saves his best friends from the fags. I'm not going to explain that one. It's not what I think. Not what I think.
Fucking fags.
Well, that's so cool. It lights up when the person talks. Oh, this is so entertaining.
Oh, it like lights up when they talk.
Well, it's like a video game.
Matt Damon.
That was just the dumbest part for sure.
Matt Damon.
And the one part that people are quoting the most.
Matt Damon.
I actually said that out loud in the middle of social once. Gelfand was like,
"We did too.
Yeah,
we did too."
When he said that, when he was like reading off the thing and he was talking about Matt Damon's charity thing, I just shouted out loud in class, "Matt Damon!"
What a coincidence!
So did,
silly.
Spencer, is that a silly scenario?
Nope.
Spencer,
we should make a movie about that time we did that. It'll be called that
Shit.
Time
that.
That Gelfand mentioned Matt Damon, and then we all shouted Matt Damon referencing that one movie that we watched that one time.
And it has to just be the 2 hours around that time period.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It would just be so
it's like
lame.
It's like
and it's left.
It's like one of those movies where it just shows the same thing from different perspectives every time. So it shows
yes.
the half hour
every
building
class
up to
yeah.
that for each one of us. And then it's like, at the end, it just...
No, for every single person in the class.
Yeah, exactly. It's like
and just
short
in
films
the school.
Detailing all the stuff that they did in, like, the 10 minutes beforehand. And then it just ends with, like, split-screening both of our classes then at the same time. Just showing
Matt Damon.
And then the credits.
Matt Damon!
I'm actually tempted to, like, write, like, a short script like that now. That would be entertaining.
The script
and
called
the worst movie.
It would be the worst movie ever.
It would be the greatest film of all time.
Oh, is anyone else excited for Palm Wonderful Presents the greatest movie ever sold?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Oh, yeah, I am. So
yeah, me too. That looks pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah,
I kind of love that guy a little bit.
The trailer looks so funny. He just, like, goes around. And he's just,
know.
Like...
That guy is... He's one of those people who makes documentaries, but his documentaries, the fact in it is often... very sort of fuzzy, and they're much better watched as just entertainment than as information. Like,
yeah.
He's sort of like Michael Moore that way, in that a lot of his facts are very sort of blurry and, like, edited weirdly
okay.
so that it'll show...
We definitely didn't finish the thing for the movie, so
who's more excited for Real Steel, the movie about Rock'em Sock'em Robots?
I didn't
know. Oh, it's
hear
all about
that
Happy Feet 2.
Oh,
what?
Happy
God.
Feet 2, guys.
Happy Feet 2.
For what?
Goodness.
Happy Feet 2? What? Greatest
Where
day
can
of
I
my
see
life
this?
Right now.
Where?
Ironclad. A Little Help. Straw Dogs. These all just look like the greatest movies.
I don't think we're ever going to talk about Team America.
It's sad that they have to remake Straw Dogs.
Sam, talk about it right now.
It's like every single movie that has even vaguely horror movie-ish elements is now having to be remade because they ran out of horror movies. Now it's like, Straw Dogs, there's some violence in that. Let's remake it.
Yeah. Guys,
the trailer for Happy Feet 2!
Well, we should definitely watch that at the same time.
I'm watching right now.
Let's do it.
We'll do it like the Jack Sparrow thing last time. So it'll just be 3 minutes of us laughing. And
It's a minute long. 1 minute 23.
No.
Okay, we'll both start at the same time. Pause at the beginning.
I'll put my headphones up so you can...
Okay.
Okay, it's called Happy Feet 2, official teaser trailer.
Yeah. Okay. Play.
Oh, I didn't get the right... Damn it.
Play.
No, I didn't get it.
Too late!
Damn it.
It's starting.
Okay, fine. And this is not the Happy Feet trailer. God, it's just Super Smash Bros. That's great.
It's not working.
Oh, this guy's rapping to the beat.
Yes.
Damn it. Can't find it. Where is it?
Oh, look at this rap.
This just tells us too much about the plot. It ruined it for me.
Happy Feet.
It just spoiled the ending for me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, fine.
The ending is definitely they just all get covered in snow. And then it's like, oh, no.
They're bringing sexy back.
They really are.
I have no sound, so I don't understand anything.
Look at those furry asses. Oh, God. Sea walrus.
You don't have sound. How can you hear us?
Is it just me? Or the last one, wasn't it that... The one penguin had a special talent, and that was dancing. But this one, it looks like everyone can dance. So what's going to be the plot?
I don't know.
Oh. It looks like someone's going to be knitting. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Ice Age. It's also Ice Age mixed in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll show you an Ice Age in my pants!
Okay, I'm going to watch the trailer for Team America and just recap you through the trailer.
What? Why?
Why not, Sam?
Because there's no reason to. Because,
yeah, there really isn't any reason to. We watched the movie.
Except Sam didn't.
This is just the greatest trailer ever.
Yeah, it really
Sam,
is.
Let's recap it right now.
Oh.
He's a star. Be strong, boy, no matter where you are.
Anywho.
Happy Feet 1 was decent.
Did he just eat that penguin?
No, yep. He just almost did, ish.
And then he did later when the thing wasn't playing.
November.
Bring sexy back.
Yeah.
Nope, I get it.
Why do they have a Gucci Guilty ad on this? I don't get it.
All right, guys, I think it's time for 6 seconds of Sam.
What? We have to do Team America.
What about
it? Sam, you keep just not doing it.
You have to recap.
I did it. I already finished.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You ended at the sucking of the cock, and that's
I ended at... Basically, he saves his friend from Kim Jong-il, he kills the fags, and that's the end.
Oh, okay.
There.
Anyone else see the new Muppets trailer with Jason Segel?
Oh yeah, the teaser that's like the Hangover Part 2 trailer except with Muppets.
No, I meant like the actual in the new Muppets movie with Jason Segel.
Oh man, dude, Danny Trejo is in the new Muppets movie.
That makes sense.
Danny Trejo, that is the greatest thing ever.
Don't know who that is, so I'm looking.
Danny Trejo, a.k.a. Machete from the various films of Robert Rodriguez.
No.
And many other extremely epic roles.
No.
You might recognize him as the grizzled Mexican prisoner from every prison movie ever.
No, please, no. I hate him so much.
What?
I hate him.
You're not a fan of so Trejo?
What? You don't like Danny Trejo? He will snap your neck with his mind.
I hate him so much.
From Mexico.
Oh, man.
Why?
I hate him.
Why?
So much. He's such Mexican. A horrible person. That too.
Sam, are you hearing this blast?
I don't know what is going on with Spencer's mind right now, but I just want to have sex with it.
Sam, anyway. I mean, Yeah, Sam, we gotta get together. We gotta get
And he's from Spy Kids and stuff. Like, come on, guys.
Oh, dude, he just appeared in that because he has to play Machete in every Robert Rodriguez movie. It's just a rule.
What other time has he played Machete as?
He was in Desperado as Machete. That I think that was the first appearance of Danny Trejo.
Hey, Once Upon a Time in Mexico or something?
He was in Desperado. He might have been in Once Upon a Time.
Well, I remember he was because he threw knives.
Yeah,
like a knife.
Machete was in Desperado. He was in Once Upon a Time. He was in Spy Kids, and he was in Grindhouse, and he was in the actual film Machete.
Well, it's all about Donald Glover, though.
Danny Trejo is the greatest.
Oh, yeah, I also saw Mystery Team. That was another one. That was weird. It's a weird movie.
Oh, yeah.
Did you end up seeing it, Teague?
No, it was, but I know of it. It floats around, like...
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
My cat's just too cute saying this.
Sorry.
Well.
It disappeared.
Well, then. We didn't notice because you barely ever talk anyways.
Hey, now.
So boring!
Decides not to talk ever. It's awesome.
Why'd you gotta always be hating on me?
For the first time, I think it's actually...
But also has Jack Black in it. Oh, I'm just not that excited.
Jack Black is good. Crap.
Depends, really.
Yeah, Jack Black...
Jack Black can be good.
Yeah, Jack Black can be really, like, amazing, but at the same time, he can also be, like, completely terrible.
Fellow for travels for the win!
He just has, like, the weirdest cast.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like all the Muppet movies, it's going to have, like, an insane amount of cameos. So, Okay. Yeah, that's what most of those are, just, like,
Hobo
tiny
Joe,
little one-scene appearances.
Gary. Yeah. Except that doesn't really make sense, seeing how they're, like, high up.
Oh, I'm so psyched that Jason Segel is the main character. Oh.
No.
Did you just say Jason Segel? As if he was, like, Steven Seagal's brother or something. His wimpier, nerdier brother.
Hey, you talk about Jason Segel that way.
I'm just saying that he's wimpier and nerdier than Steven Seagal, who is the epitome of all manliness. Like, everyone is wimpier and nerdier than Steven Seagal.
Except for Ed Helms.
Even Chuck Norris, right?
Yeah, well, Chuck Norris is wimpier and nerdier than 90% of people, but...
What? Did you just say that?
Chuck Norris sucks.
To my face?
Chuck Norris sucks.
Danny Trejo was in the Muppets movie.
Yeah, he really is, and he proclaims that he, in fact, is himself a Muppet in the film. I saw
He claims to be Machete?
No, he claims to be a Muppet.
He really is just himself.
They're in, yeah, no, he's in jail, as he is in half the movies that he's ever been in, but,
They should do a Muppets Machete crossover.
Oh, yeah, but, anyway, it's the bit in jail, the Muppets are in jail, and they're like, and the guard comes up and he's like, okay, all you Muppets, come out. And they all leave the cell, and Danny Trejo is just standing there, and he's like, I'm a Muppet. And they're like, no, you're not. And he just, like, makes a puppy dog sad face, and they close the door.
I'm watching the trailer right now. It just says, let me see, I'm going to rewind it. Okay, here we go. Hey, I'm a Muppet. And then there's nothing after that.
Yeah. Well, sorry, that last bit...
There's no puppy dog face, you exaggerator.
That's what I assume happens in the movie, Sam.
But that's not what happens.
4-minute trailer right now.
Where? I've already seen that one.
Oh, that's the original. Lame.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Oh. Here.
Fuzzy pack.
Yeah, that's
toy,
the one.
Toy cack!
Take off your top and get...
Oh man, I have sound now.
Who's excited for Piranha 3DD? Me.
I haven't seen the first one yet, and I want to, but...
So incredibly, controversial, but just, like,
just
so
like
fucking
insane.
Bloody.
Yeah, that's
it's,
what I've heard.
It's over the top, the most insane over the top thing. There's a really good Jaws reference at the very beginning, though.
Yeah, with, I heard about that with Roy Scheider.
No, Richard Dreyfuss.
Oh, okay, sorry, I thought it was... Isn't Roy Scheider in it, too, though?
No.
Really? I thought he made, like, a small, tiny cameo.
I don't think so. I must have not been paying attention, but I don't think so. Well, now we're at an impasse. Hello?
Yes?
Oh, I'm watching the Muppets trailer.
Thank God. thought I was gone. It's really quiet right now, and I don't like it.
This is the thing that...
That just didn't make any sense at all. The fuck is going on?
There's a comment in that. There's a comment on that, on the one teaser. If anyone's ever met Danny Trejo in real life, you'd know that he's about the size of a Muppet. A Muppet that looks like he's looking for a reason to stab you, but a Muppet nonetheless.
Nice.
Muppet.
It's funny because Danny Trejo is a Muppet.
In the trailer.
No, he just is in real life, Spencer, obviously.
Durr.
And in the trailer.
Yes. He proclaims true statements in the trailer.
Oh, just so many cameos. So good. Ricky Gervais.
I'm so excited for that movie. It's going to be so good.
I'm watching a trailer for a movie called Shark Night 3D. Will it be... Will it be the same thing as Piranha 3D? Oh, basically, yes. The first, like, literally the first 10 seconds, I'm counting it, have two girls dancing scantily clad.
So it probably is.
Oh, that's my phone ringing. I'll be right back. Please.
Hi, Sam.
Oh, no, Sam. No Asylum. No Asylum logo, which is always a good sign.
Never a good sign. Asylum movies are hilarious. Where's the one with Danny Trejo? Where's
Look up Muppets Fuzzy Pack trailer.
Muppets Fuzzy Pack?
Fuzzy Pack is one word.
Okay. First one?
Yeah. It's the one that's...
Okay. Yeah. You guys are really boring without me.
Yeah, we really are.
Watching Fuzzy Pack.
Especially John.
Yeah, God.
Wait, did you leave?
Spencer! That's not funny.
Did you leave?
Spencer!
Yeah, he did for a second.
Okay.
I know, it was unnoticeable completely.
Stupid Sam.
Okay, I'm watching this trailer for Shark Night. I'm gonna see the comparisons. Okay, so we've got people loading up in a van with a dog going to some... Yep, they're on a boat. They're already on a boat drinking beer. This is just, like, not going well. Okay, now they're on a life raft. Oh, they're getting naked. Two girls getting naked next to each other. The black guy's talking to the white guy. They're waving at the naked ladies. He's surfing on the water. And everything's fine. It's like saying, oh, what a perfect paradise. He's doing cool tricks. Uh-oh, bad music. But on September 2nd... Oh, God. Your worst fears. Your worst fears.
Danny Trejo really is...
Are about to surface. Oh, God. Oh, shit. Oh, the black guy's dead. The black guy's dead. Immediately the black guy, right off the bat. Oh my god, the girl, Darcy's wildfire.